I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move.
What's
freedom,
up, Wisconsin? Happy Monday, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It was nice to get a Packers win under the belt. I would presume even nicer, of course, for Jordan Love. Congrats to the Pack, to Jordan, and to all the Packers fans out there. What a relief. I mean, he needed a W under his belt. That's for certain. A rough start for Mr. Love, but certainly looking better yesterday. I had a good time watching the game. That was a bunch of fun. And certainly it seemed, I don't know, a bit out of touch, one might say, that Donald Trump held a rally while the Packers game was going on. Truly bizarre. And of course, there was just the fact of the rally being held during the Packers game. And of course, I think unsurprisingly, folks started trickling out after he hit about 90 minutes. Because we were about, that was basically when the game was starting. So no big surprise there that Wisconsinites were like, yes, thank you, I've had enough. And now I will go watch the Packers game. But this stuck out to me, which was really funny. And if you missed it, you can go check it out. But I'll just summarize for you. So he gets going with the rally at about, I don't know, like 2:30-ish. And again, folks started leaving around 3:30 when the Packers started playing. But here's what. Trump, he had been droning on for like well over an hour. And then he's like, oh, let's bring out Eric Hovde and Brian Stile and Rojo and, you know, the GOP cast of characters. Brings them out onto the stage right as we're approaching kickoff time. And he says this to the crowd as he's bringing these people on. He goes, oh, welcome, Eric Hovde, blah, blah, blah. And Trump says, we have plenty of time, don't we? Like, these guys can come talk. It's a Sunday, right? So, everybody, Donald Trump, I don't think, knows things like, you know, Sunday's football Sunday in America in the fall and the winter, and in January up until the Super Bowl. Donald Trump had no idea that he was talking to Wisconsinites, even, because they're Packers fans. I mean, truly, truly bizarre. Yeah, we got plenty of time. It's a Sunday, right? Like, Wisconsinites out there, independents, conservatives, progressives, Donald Trump doesn't know what time it is. But my very special next guest certainly does know what time it is. I'm so excited to be joined by Teamsters Joint Council 39 President Bill Carroll. Welcome so much, Bill, and thanks for making time for all of us here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, Maggie. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Wonderful to have you. I wanted to bring you on to talk about this, and I know that this went down about a month ago, but a little under a month ago, the national Teamsters basically declined to endorse either Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. And your local union, again, this is Teamsters Joint Council 39, which is based in Milwaukee, the very next day came out along with Teamsters locals from California, Nevada, Iowa, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, and a number of other states to voice your endorsement of the Harris-Walz ticket. Let's start there. Why did you think it was important for your local to come out and make the endorsement? And then we'll talk about what might be going on with the international union.
Yeah, well, we felt it was important primarily because for us, it's a very clear choice. There's really no other choice to make. When we when we evaluate candidates, we look at them through the lens of what they can do for organized labor, for our organization, and by extension, our membership. Because when we have a strong labor organization, our members are in a strong position to bargain good contracts. Real simple. Obviously, we saw that there was a void coming out from headquarters in D.C., and we took immediate steps to fill that void. Over the course of the past couple months, we kind of anticipated that there was going to be something going on that wasn't normal. When they finally did say there was going to be no endorsement. They also said that the local unions, the joint councils, have autonomy. Do what you want. So, of course, we did. I had already had discussions with the executive board for Joint Council 39. I had the discussions and actually voted on it with our local union executive board. And we were prepared to make that endorsement immediately. As a matter of fact, it didn't even take till the next day. It was within minutes of the international union announcing that there was not going to be an endorsement when we publicized our support, because we think it's that is important, especially in Wisconsin.
Especially in Wisconsin. I mean, amen to that, Bill. There are a couple of things there that I want to follow up on. You said you had a feeling that things weren't normal, speaking of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, the larger organization. What inklings did you have that this was going to be unusual? And most importantly, Bill, why was it so unusual for the International Teamsters to not make an endorsement?
Well, I think it goes all the way back to 1996 when there wasn't an endorsement put out from the IBT. And that was on the heels of the Clinton administration signing the NAFTA bill. There were some other issues that were going on. We just lost a lot of membership through deregulation in the trucking industry. So things were not going very well. And the Clinton administration, I wasn't really that active at that time. I'm pretty old, but not that old. but I do know that they weren't, that there was problems with, yep, with the overall Democratic Party and their relationship with organized labor. That's not the case today. As far as the inklings that we got, yeah, it started in January when we saw pictures of General President O'Brien was down in Mar-a-Lago talking with old man Trump. And that sent up a lot of question marks, and it just continued.
Right.
So along with then we found out that there was a donation to the RNC. As a ticket to get in the door to speak there, which, we all saw the general president give his speech there. So we kind of knew something was up, and we were preparing ourselves.
There's so much here to talk about, Bill, including folks that aren't in unions often aren't familiar with sort of the operating procedures and whether rank and file union members get to approve that kind of a donation to secure a speaking slot. But I want to kind of set some of those logistics aside and drill down on, again, something that you said in your first set of comments was that you perceive and that your members think that there is a void when it comes to the IBT, the International Union. And your use of the term void, I think, is really interesting, Bill. And I wanted to ask you about that. I think it is very clear, anybody that's looked at these issues over the last 25 years, that Bill Clinton was basically a Republican when it came to issues around unions, not just with respect to NAFTA, but the fact that NAFTA was not accompanied by additional union protections, right? Looking at retraining or job relocation, or what is the disruption to U.S. manufacturing, shipping, et cetera, that's going to happen as a result of the knowable outsourcing that would occur after the North American Free Trade Agreement, coupled with the massive deregulation agenda that was attributable to the Clinton administration then. But that hasn't been the case since then with most Democratic presidential administrations. And when you look at the record of the Donald Trump administration and the Biden-Harris administration, as well as Vice President Harris's policy proposals, it's hard to make a straight-faced argument that Donald Trump represents a pro-middle class, pro-working people, pro-union perspective. It just doesn't wash. So we're going to have to take a break here in a couple of minutes, but we'll come back to this. My special guest is Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 39, based in Milwaukee. They've endorsed Vice President Harris and Tim Walz for president and vice president. But this void, what role, Bill, does union leadership, both on the local and the international at the IBT level, have in educating their members about which policy proposals and records actually helped members?
It falls on all the leadership. And, you know, we have people out in the field right now talking to our members at plant gates. And we're going to continue that right up through Election Day, trying to educate our members and make sure they're aware of these issues. And you're 100% right. Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. He offers a lot of pie in the sky platitudes, talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime.
Right.
That's in his Project 2025. So, you know, same thing with not taxing Social Security. Well, if your Social Security gets cut, fine. You don't have to pay taxes, but you're still getting less in your monthly benefit statement. So it's a lot of smoke and mirrors out of the Trump administration, which has been consistent with everything that guy's done since he got elected. The Democrats, on the other hand, have been very active, and they can show you concrete policy that has turned out to help working people in the state and this country.
Folks, that's Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 39, based here in Milwaukee. They've endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president. We're going to take care of a little business ourselves here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to come right back after these brief messages. More with Bill. I want to drill down. Because all of this stuff about not taxing OT and tips and Social Security, that's all a bunch of snake oil being sold by one of the world's greatest salesmen in Donald Trump, but it ain't gonna work for the middle class or union members. More with Bill when we come back here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.